You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Well, you know, when investors complained about this matter, and then the National Consumer Commission then got wind of the matter and they investigated the matter, and then they referred the matter to the NPA. So the NPA then conducted its own investigations, where they found that this whole scheme appears to be fraud. And then upon following up with the investigations, and that's how we then applied for preservation order to be able to freeze the bank account that operates the scheme.
How long have they been in operation? How long have you been able to buy these virtual pigs?
So this business started by three agricultural entrepreneurs in 2021. You know, what is so sad and unfortunate about this thing, as of February this year, in the bank account, so initially they were using a NetBank account where NetBank account froze their account. In that account, there was 16 million rands, right? So when after the NetBank froze their account because they did not adhere to certain things that the bank needed, they then did what was supposed to happen, and then the bank released that account. They were able to have access to the account. Mm. Then they moved that 16 million rands to the FNB account. So when we as the NPA got hold of the account, there was only just more than 4.3 million rands in the account. Mm. So there's just that lump sum of amount that we cannot account for at this point. And the challenging part is that now the investors are not coming forth to report to open criminal cases against the company so that you can institute criminal prosecution.
All right. Just give us a sense here. From your investigations, what would be a contravention of the National Consumer Protection Act? And secondly, are arrests due here?
Okay, so what the National Consumer Commission discovered was that this company was charging a repo rate that exceeds the normal repo rate by 20%. Number two, this company was not in a position to receive funds. They were not allowed to receive funds from people. Remember, people would then send money to buy these virtual pigs. So they were operating that company illegally.
All right.
And as to your second questions, if there's going to be any arrest yet, we cannot arrest until the individuals who are affected by this scheme open criminal cases against the company. So until they come forward and say, I invested money in this company and I was never paid, but remember they were promised money like on a monthly basis. And they started noticing that this business was not authentic when they were not receiving the promised 550 rands per month back.
All right, we shall leave it there. Good to chat with you. Gauteng Regional Spokesperson for the NPA, Lumka Mahanjana. So if you were one of those South Africans who partook in this really wonderful deal, it seemed, in excess of 20% interest on your initial investment, then please get in touch with the NPA. It's going to be an interesting story to follow here. The NPA suspecting that a Ponzi scheme was in operation there.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.